Check, check, check. This is October the 2nd, 1997, and we're at Israel Welsh's place at Burlington, West Virginia, and Israel's going to play the Welsh Child on the fiddle, and Joe Herman's going to play it on the guitar. And who'd you learn that from, Israel?
Brother Tom.
And you don't know where he got it?
Listen.
Little boy stole my jacket. Where you learned that one again?
Pretty big story, but I can tell you, I learned it off my uncle. I mean, he and my daddy did go down to an old place down in Burlington, an old schoolhouse it was. And they had to call the house of the square down. An old fellow by the name of Elijah Blackburn. He used to play the fiddle by himself, and he'd play that tune. He played it 3 hours of all them songs, and the boys and girls. They was getting acquainted, they wanted to dance more along. And he says, I'm tired. He says, make me up $1.25. He says, I'll fill this room so full of music, hang here your own ears. And he, I don't know how much to give him, but he played that tune, my uncle. That's Margaret's daddy. She heard it, and he could whistle it. He get a big sandy mustache, and it sounded like the wind blowing through a cedar tree. And that's where we learned the tune. Now, I don't know how old the tune is, but it's really called prettiest little girl in the county, isn't it?
I've heard a similar tune called that, yeah.
He said he played one night from 7 o'clock to 7:30 the next morning.
That was Lou Wolford?
That's Lou Wolford over on the ridge up before Bennycock's peach orchard was. He said he got home good to go home one morning. Well, he ate breakfast before they left. He said during the night it come a big sleet. Said he went out. The fellow with him by the name of Everett, Carl C. Everett. He went out there and there's a barbed wire, had a pet calf and he had the barbed wire and he stepped over that, laid his fiddle case down against the hill and that fiddle took off. Down there for about, I don't know how far it went, went down through a lot of oak trees. It went down through on that sleet and went up the other hill, went back down and hit that there tree. Never heard a thing, he said, but he said he thought he'd lost his fiddle. But when he got home, opened the fiddle case up with a pair of green and red socks in there to give him plenty of fiddle all night. Short, cuff socks. A That's all I give you, paying the fiddle that night. Wasn't much money in them days. But them old bards, one played left-handed, the other played right. You never seen him, did you? Well, Lou, he played the fiddle this way. Charlie, he'd stand over there, he played the other way. Yeah, he played left-handed.
But they both played right-handed fiddles?
Yeah, that's what I know they did. Don't you first I've seen do it. They played a lot of old tunes, but I've got an old tape someplace with them on, but it's what I wanted, I don't have it with me. I never get ready, I don't have to feel worth a day going anymore. I had an old tape my brother Tom and me made. It must have been made back in the 70s. He wasn't playing too well. He was working construction work and he fell off of a bridge. Down about Martin broke Burgundy and he broke his collarbone. But while he's laying around trying to get better, he's up here and we made a tape. He's on one side, he played on one side and I played on the other. So I've got that tape someplace in the names of the tunes. But, he wouldn't want me to give it to anybody, but if I could find the tape, I'd give it for you boys to retape it, the names of the tunes and everything there. But he had a reel-to-reel tape. Now, they didn't work as good as that tape there. They seemed like it gets slack in them. Mm-hmm. They'd run from one record wave, kind of change the tone, but he played very well. He played some old tunes on it, like for you boys to hear.
Bombers. Did you both play fiddles on that?
Huh?
Did you both play fiddles?
No, I played the old guitar. I had a Washburn guitar with nylon strings on it.
What were you about to say there? Some ball? You started to say a tune he played on there? An old tune?
Bombers Reel.
Bombers Reel, huh?
And of course, he played a lot of old tunes that I don't can't think of them unless I could see.
There we go. Pay me up 11 pence.
Come over on around the Sperry's Run, over around Rio. By the name of Buckley. Westfall Buckley married my aunt. He done a lot of dancing. He's going, we had a lot of girls here one day. I and my daddy saddled the family. Aunt Ida and Fanny and Lizzie and the boys come, they had a dance in that big old house over there. She's got a great big room and she keeps it locked up. And got a lot of trash in beds, different things, but the boards is up and down in it, the sawdust and mill hoods, and the ceilings are just, I think they're about 4x12s that runs across. And the floor above, you know, that floor, that's the way it was. They'd square dance in there and drink cider, had a good time. That's been several years ago.
And that fellow came and played that tune or something?
Now, I didn't know that. My uncle whistled that tune for me, too. That's where we learned a lot of our tunes, my uncle whistling for me. Mm-hmm. I couldn't learn the tune. Well, I wasn't playing the fiddle that time. I was trying to play the mandolin. Brother Tom, he had the ear for the music. He'd pick it up in no time. Now, that's the first I know that's where the tune come from, over around Sperry's Run, the corner.
Parish Run and Rye, that's Hampshire County, isn't it?
That's right.
Talk about Uncle Tom Thrush.
Uncle Tom Thrush. His name's on that tape, wasn't it? That I made. We learned a lot of them tunes off him, my brother did. He's an old bachelor and he's never married and he's getting up in years, but he stayed around with different people. Back in them days, they didn't have no home for him to go. They just worked for the old farmers just for what they could eat and the clothes they would wear. Good old honest people, but they just couldn't do no more work. And he'd go around and stay with these people and he's right over the hill over here. I don't know some people by the name of First, rather dangerous. I know there's a relation to him, but what I don't know. And he'd come over here on Saturday evening. He'd carry his fiddle, I called him, in a paper flower bag. I said, he didn't have no case, just in a bow. He'd sit there and play them tunes for us kids. Boy, we didn't say a word. My dad and my uncle, they loved violin music, and they boy, we just sat back and listened at it. My brother Tom, he'd learn a lot of tunes, but I couldn't learn no tunes. I wasn't playing the fiddle. But he played a lot of shoddish. You know what I mean, that shoddish, like shoddish tunes. Comes in three notes in a wad. I call
three
it.
Notes in a wad.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it looked like one for us. And he'd play a lot of that in hornpipes and B flat and E flat. I don't think he ever even. I had a tune he wrote, but I can't think of it now. I haven't played it for 20 years. It's called the. Something about the whippoorwill. He wrote this tune himself. I've got the music to it someplace. My brother wrote it down. But I couldn't think of a note of it. Now, it was a good tune. It's sort of more of a waltz. He's a walking cowboy. He lived down towards Headsville on the fall for any evening. He said he figured that tune out and wrote it down. He played it, but I can't think of it now. Let's play a Charlie Sheridan. A and D, I'll be gonna play it.
What's it called?
Huh?
What's it called?
Town and Country Shottish. Think of it, maybe it's Town and Country. Play two verses twice, but you ought to do that anymore. I might play one verse all night.
Where'd you get that one?
I learned that off a fellow, and they his name from up in Canada. That's one thing I oughtn't have done, but I did do. I would say half of the music I try to play tunes from up in Prince Edward Island. But of course I could learn a tune when I was up in Newfoundland. And they had a program up there, I think, twice a week at their Don Messer and his, what do you call them now anymore? Charlie Chamberlain played the piano. They don't fool very much with guitar from that part of the country. If you play a fiddle tune, there'll be somebody up there on the piano. You've got a good backup. Name another. Do you want to?
DJ. Jones tune.
Now we go over there.
Did your Israel? I've always wondered. Did your people ever say where the Welshes came from?
What?
Where the Welshes originate from?
These around here.
That's right.
Virginia. They come from Wales. They ain't Welsh.
W-E-L-C-H. And who told you that, Margaret?
Huh?
Who told you that?
Oh, I got papers here on. Who was the other guy? The tree fell him up in a killed him up and down, long feet things. Yes, sir. Up and down up in 3 days.
Yes, Uncle Dempsey Welsh had his old place. We've had it since when?
1838, wasn't it?
Yeah, if we can hold the Thanksgiving Day, we're going to be lucky.
I believe that's what the...
We're just about run out.
No doubt it's up, isn't it?
What, Margaret?
that up, Tommy's friend in Petersburg?
I don't know, but he had a book on it.
Yeah, but he got that.
I don't have any idea where the book's at. Steve, I ain't gonna play no horn. At least I think he plays one hornpipe. He comes over about every Tuesday. I like Steve, don't he? Good to me. I'll give him a fiddle. He's got. What's the first name down in Charlottesville that makes violins? Jim Morrison, eh?
I know Jim Morrison, but I didn't know he made fiddles.
I said so one time. Anyway, here's old Anita Combs one Sunday, and I had a fiddle there. The same fiddle I give to that there Bailey girl. It was made in Cincinnati High, but it come over Detroit, Michigan. A farmer named Carl Chester Everett, he's working Silver Plate Railroad out in Toledo High, and he knowed an old bar by the name of Frank Van Watten that made violin. And he'd retired, and he'd come back to living over in Toledo. And he brought this fiddle with him over around over in,
Detroit?
Yeah. And it wasn't finished. It was put together and all, but ever who tried to finish it to put on the fingerboard was wider than the neck was. So I was going to take it down to Bernard Wentling. Get him to fix it. He looked at it. Well, I said, don't take that fingerboard off. That's a good fingerboard. He says, I'll just bring his fingerboard down the same as the neck. You know, bring it down. But though the neck was never finished, he'd say neck off too. The neck was white. But Susie Bailey, I give that fiddle her, she just loves that fiddle. She plays it well too. But she didn't think I was going to give her that fiddle. I told her 4 months. I said, I'll give you that fiddle if you want it. I didn't like the fiddle. I kept it for several years, and I sold it to my brother, John Frederick, one day in the world. He kept it, and he never did play it. After he passed away, his wife was still living, and I'd go there once in a while and see her, and said, you want that fiddle back? Belong to John? I said, well, not unless I pay for it. And she said, well, I don't want no money for it. I'm a moving now. I'm leaving home. I'm going over to Roman today. But I paid her what he gave me for the fiddle. I didn't. So it laid around and laid around here. And Susie, she looked at it and she liked it. And I seen her daddy and mother liked to have her to have the fiddle. But it went a long while before I gave it to her. One day she's in here playing some music. I said, when's your birthday? My birthday done one over. I says, here, you take this fiddle home with you. And a good case, not a square case, just a fiddle case. And she just tickled death over that fiddle, and her daddy says she'll keep that fiddle as long as she lives. Says, I'll see to that as long as I live. But you know that girl, she's like most of the young people. There's nothing wrong with bluegrass music. But I want her to play the old time to me. That's what I wanted to, because on these days there ain't going to be none of them. But she loves bluegrass music. She gets these boys that play bluegrass music, and they play well. But her daddy's trying to keep her into the old-time music. But whether he's going to or not, now she might be up here. I think she's going to play down to apple harvest in the contest. So
I think she might be in there as a baby.
I don't know. She would. They're going to play in the contest because she told me she was. Well, they pushing her for you to learn all they can. But I don't know. Now, you take this here girl I was talking about, that's a Ross girl. She plays a lot in the minor key. She's got three or four songs I call old-time fiddle tune, but a lot of it. She's played one of Bill Wellington's tunes on there. Do you know that tune? Richard, and what was the name of the girl? It was named after a boy and a girl. Oh, my Lord, the chord just got in it. But who was playing the guitar could follow her. You see, that's her daddy or her brother?
That's usually her dad playing the guitar.
Oh, he knows the guitar, mate. Mm-hmm. He plays the bar chord, don't he? Oh, you couldn't hit too many chords without it.
You were going to play a hornpipe?
I was going to. Blue Mountain hornpipe. You know that?
I've heard.
room there. I started off, if I could think of the Blue Mountain, I was going to play, Reel. I have played it for you, haven't I?
Which one?
That reel, I can't think of the name of it. Concert reel. Hmm. You know it?
Maybe.
You know it?
I think we played it.
You don't know what hornpipe that is?
Blue Mountain.
Oh, Blue Mountain.
That's the Blue Mountain.